you believe that this decision of yours to pose nude for Playboy is something that will speak well of the Latina or Hispanic community.
Well,
can you address that, if you would, before we take some calls?
Sure. What I have said is that the characteristics that make me a modern Hispanic woman are that I'm intelligent, courageous, outspoken, goal-oriented, and that I can be all those things and so much more, such as beautiful and sexy as well. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I went in and did this photo shoot, and I'm very proud of the work that went into it and the picture that came out of it.
And what do you say to Hispanic women that say, as one of them did on KMOL TV4 this morning, that they're embarrassed?
The question is not whether they think my personal goal is something they would do. They should just respect me.
No, I'm just asking you, what do you think about the Hispanic women who say they're embarrassed by your decision to not only pose for Playboy and be totally nude, but also, as I understand it, suggest that this is a milestone, as it were, for the Hispanic women of America, since it's the Hispanic women's issue?
If my personal goal is to pose for Playboy magazine, I don't know who anyone else is to really make a judgment call on that.
But I'm not saying that they are, but they are saying, on the other hand, that they're embarrassed by your decision to say that it somehow represents Hispanic women in a positive light. They think it's a negative. Let's move on to our next caller, Geraldine, on the Northeast side. Geraldine, you're on AM 630 KSLR.
Oh, hi, Adam. Thank you for taking my
call.
Sir,
you committed to a half hour. We're going to a half hour. Well, hold on a second, Geraldine, before we go any further. I talked to Playboy personally, and they told me that we were going to talk with her in studio for an hour. I called back to confirm that. They said, yes, an hour. Now, because apparently you're getting some callers here that are asking her some tough questions, you are trying to cut this interview short. Wait a minute, excuse me, sir. We admitted that we would compromise and we would do it to a half hour. I'm looking at the clock. It's 24 past. We will go to a half hour, and then she can walk out.
We were here at 4:45.
Okay. I know you were here at 4:45. The interview didn't begin until
5:05. First of all, he did not try to cut this interview short.
Yes, he is. He's saying we've got to go.
Because we have another appointment, not because there are difficult questions. I've been
dealing
with difficult questions all day long.
Let me mention.
All right, Geraldine, go ahead.
Hi. Can I say one thing before we lose you, Rebecca? And that is one of the.
Sir, you're waving her away. You agreed to go to a half hour. We're going to a half hour. So if you'd like to walk out of the studio, that's up to you. If Playboy would like to be embarrassed and have this guest leave early by 30 minutes.
No, your comments about that we're trying to leave because they're difficult questions. I've been dealing with difficult questions all day long.
Well,
you're out of line.
Now, let me explain something. You admitted at the very beginning we would go to a half hour, and you said yes, that we would compromise on that.
You're not going to get anywhere with fighting.
Okay, Geraldine, go ahead. Ask your question, if you would.
It's not really a question. It's more of a comment.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not here to judge Rebecca. That
right.
But I certainly, that doesn't mean that I agree with you, Rebecca. Being an Hispanic woman, yes, I'm a tad bit older than you, but I still feel I'm a modern woman. But I don't think that you needed to do that. You're a very pretty girl. I see
it's
your picture.
It's not your decision. Where would women be if we actually supported one another? Allow me to make my own decisions. If you don't agree with them, that's fine. It's not for you to agree. Well, it's not for you to agree or to have a right to say what my personal goal should be. I'm a very intellectual woman. I've done a lot of accomplishing things in my life, and this was an educated decision, whether you agree with it or not.
One last question here from Teresa for Rebecca. Teresa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Rebecca.
But this is one last call.
Actually, I have a statement more than a question.
I was a little concerned. Wait, hold on a second, Teresa. She can't hear you because she's taking her headphones off.
Okay.
We've got one last question. You agreed to go for a half hour. I don't think we've been unfair. We're allowing people on all sides to present their views. I've given you a perfect opportunity
to express your opinion. Told you we had another appointment.
And you agreed to go to 5:30.
I didn't agree to anything.
Well,
okay, but you know what? Coming across like this and talking to my manager right now like this isn't going to get you anywhere. And I don't know why you would think
that. Okay, Teresa.
Seriously.
You're going to walk off on the last segment. So Teresa can't even answer
the question.
You've
been saying that for the last three calls. We have to go. We said that before we ever started this. And now you
turned
it into a three-ring circus.
Yes, you did. Okay. Well, you're not being honest. What a show. What a day, my friends. Adam McManus broadcasting from KSLR Studios. Rebecca Ramos was scheduled to be here for the full hour. Let me make that abundantly clear. I called the Playboy office in Chicago, Illinois on Friday, and I said, can she do an in-studio conversation with me for a full hour? Absolutely no problem at all. That's confirmed? Yes, it's confirmed. Then I called today to make sure it's confirmed and said, we've got Rebecca Ramos on for an hour at 5 o'clock in studio. No problem, Adam. She's set to go. She'll be there at 4:45. She's scheduled to be there. Well, all of a sudden, when the Playboy representative heard, there were some tough questions, I believe, not only from listeners, but from Dr. Judith Reisman, author of Soft Porn Plays Hardball, who has studied every single issue of Playboy dating back to 1953 and documented, on balance, at least through the early 80s, 8 images of pedophilia or suggested pedophilia per Playboy issue. All of a sudden, it got very uncomfortable. And the Playboy manager of Rebecca Ramos, who was here in studio standing against the door, was signaling her not to answer the questions. When he heard it was an hour, he suggested he did not know that. That may or may not have been the case. But I said, okay, let's at least go a half hour. He agreed to do a half hour. And then they were trying to pull the plug at about 22 minutes past, 23 minutes past. And I think, frankly, when you shine the light of truth on the situation, it all becomes exposed, if I can use that word, within the context of having just completed an interview with a woman that posed nude for Playboy. And they were uncomfortable with the truth that pornography is not a victimless industry, that it, in fact, does involve the exploitation of women and children.